Nitrogen oxide is one of the components of smog. The DNRS is getting reasonably available control technology, or RACT, on about 50 major sources of the chemical, is essential before several southeastern counties can be reclassified as in compliance with a federal ozone standard. The DNR's Larry Bruss says the new rule should eventually reduce nitrogen oxide emissions in the Milwaukee area by about 15,000 tons per year at a reasonable cost.
We found that the health benefits associated with this rule are about 2 to 5 times the compliance cost.
Bruss says the emissions cuts would be larger, except that some coal-fired power plants expect to boost energy production. Environmentalists tried to block the rule, partly because it allows companies to zero in on some of their nitrogen oxide sources and do little at others. The Sierra Club's Bruce Nillis says the We Energies Valley plant in Milwaukee and the Alliant power plant in Sheboygan may do little additional cleanup.
And so the Southeast yet again is being left behind, and the opportunity for progress was missed.
Alliant says it will make improvements if it gets a DNR waiver. But Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the nitrogen oxide package may over-comply with federal law and cost utilities too much.
We're very concerned about the impact of that on ratepayers who will pay more on their electric bill, whether they're homeowners or businesses.
Manley contends he wants the nitrogen oxide rule to move forward, but hopes legislative review committees will push the DNR to make changes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Beaver Dam.